Scott, 5.
Guessing what the Russians would do next became something of a national obsession. Speculation centered on the moon. One widely published prediction held that the anniversary-minded Russians might want to mark the 40th anniversary of their revolution on November 7th by aiming an unmanned spacecraft for the moon and marking its subsequent arrival with the detonation of an A-bomb. An article in the New York Times speculated that an unmanned November moonshot would land and discharge a red paint or dust that would mark an area large enough to be seen from the Earth during the full moon. The idea had taken hold that if the Russians got to the moon first, they would own it. At the aforementioned October meeting of the International Astronautical Congress in Barcelona, an American lawyer by the name of Andrew Haley said that present international law would give Russia the right to claim the moon if it became the first nation to hit it with a missile or land men there. A 1957 Washington Post editorial likened the state of America at the time to the nation on the eve of World War II. To overcome the scientific and psychological disadvantage, it will become necessary for the administration first to assert some aggressive leadership, then to provide whatever talent and money are necessary to right the balance. The balance was important, but Eisenhower had other things on his mind besides Sputnik. At the top of his domestic list was the crisis in Little Rock, Arkansas. On September 2nd, 1950...